So, 6 months on the sidelines, suspension for the Green Party and without the party whip. That's the sanction for Green TDs Nasa Horrigan and Patrick Costello. They broke ranks with government in the Dáil and backed a Sinn Féin motion on the National Maternity Hospital last night. And as we heard earlier from Micheál Aghan, this leaves the government with the narrowest of majorities. And also, what about the impact on relations between the three coalition parties? Cian McCormack talked to government TDs last night.
James Lawless, a Fianna Fáil TD for North Kildare. I think it's correct that when a government deputy votes against the government, that there should be a sanction. I'm glad that the Green Party have taken matters seriously. I'm glad that they have applied a sterner sanction than they did the last time.
Is it stern enough? Is it as stern as what Fianna Fáil would impose?
I'm not going to comment on Green Party internal sanctions, other than to say I welcome the fact that they take it seriously. They are a part of the government team. Their whip operation has to function in the same way as the other government parties function. And when a member of the government party, any of the government parties, votes against the government whip, it's important that there are consequences and people realise that's not something to be done lightly. And from the sounds of things this evening, there are consequences flowing from that vote within the Green Party, and I think that's only right and proper. And I hope that the deputies will reflect on this in due course, indeed reapply and come back to support the government again.
Do you feel the Green Party has a discipline problem?
They may have had a discipline problem had they not taken this seriously tonight. I welcome the fact that their whip has taken the lead on this, has applied sanctions, and I suppose has put the message out that if people want to go overboard, there will be consequences.
Kieran Cannon, TD for Galway East. There are no long-term implications for either the outcome of the vote this evening. It doesn't change anything in terms of how the government is going to move forward in developing the hospital. And secondly, I don't think it has any long-term implications for the stability of the government either.
So you're saying clearly there's no long-term impact on the stability of the government. But what about the relationship between the government parties, between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens?
There is a very strong and effective working relationship between the three parties at cabinet level, and that ultimately will trickle down into an ongoing stable government. There's a lot of work to be done. I don't think what happened tonight, as I say, Cian, is going to have any long-term implications. We have far bigger challenges arising and that need to be addressed.
Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil TD for Laois Shaoffaly. The Green Party had to be seen to be effective in its disciplinary procedures. I think the right decision was taken by them in suspending their two members for 6 months and taking the whip off them. They made a valid point in arriving at that conclusion that the effectiveness of the Greens in government is dependent on its unity in government.
Unity of purpose, but is there friction at a political level?
Well, as I said to you, it puts pressure on the government. The majority is down to one. You would much rather it were more, but it doesn't weaken it. It shouldn't deter it from its resolve, and it should indeed refocus efforts to ensure that it can be strengthened as a result of it.
And with the government majority down to the bare bones now, can it function properly and effectively?
Of course it can. Well, some of the best governments in this country were minority ones, are very tight majorities. As I said, it focuses attention, it ensures that it has to be on its toes. Yes, of course, there's pressures to be brought to bear, but you know that shouldn't deter it. If anything, we'll have to strengthen it now.
Are there any noses out of joint in this? What's the mood within the parliamentary party?
Well, from Fianna Fáil's perspective, this was fourth minister that had sought to bring this to a conclusion and provide the facility and the service that women in the country deserve, and it now has provided the legal framework for that to be delivered, and it's now, you know, they get on with the building and construction of it, and the government gets on with its work. That's the ambition of us all, to ensure that that's the case.
Bernard Durkin, TD for Kildare North. One or two parties or three parties in government is always precarious enough and has to be worked at, and I'm sure that the Green Party will work at it, and that the two members who are being suspended will work at it as well, with the main issue, the issue of providing a modern National Maternity Hospital for the women of Ireland in order to give them the best possible treatment during their pregnancies.
But Bernard Durkin, what does this mean for the relationship between the government parties, between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens?
I don't think it's going to create any great difficulty. the government proposals and motions still stands. So yeah. it's a lesson to be learned that, you know, we always have to tread cautiously and try to ensure that all members are on board. And that's the way it will always be.
Fine Gael, Bernard Durkin, ending Cian McCormack's report.